Let's take me through your emotions and kind of how you watched the game yesterday.
It was crazy. I really never got too down because we were doing fairly well, offensively, defensively, special teams. But it was tough to watch, but I was excited for Deron. He went out there. He had a heck of a game, made some big plays. And the rest of my teammates, they did a heck of a job, man. So I was happy.
How difficult is that in a game that important to, have to sit on the sidelines like you did?
It's difficult, but you understand it's part of the game. It was a tough decision not to get out there and, further hurt myself or whatever the case may be, or hurt the team for that matter. It's tough, but, I've done it before in a sense of, having injuries, and we do realize it's part of the game. All you do is hope for the best, right?
Seemed like you were pretty fired up and kind of did as much as you could from your spot, though. Would that be accurate?
Very accurate. I'm an intense guy, man, and, I just took that intensity that I guess I would have on the field and try to, keep the guys pumped up, try to talk to the guys. But like I said, what I was doing was just, on the side. These guys, man, I don't think they needed it yesterday. They starting from beginning to end, man, they played great. I just like to be involved, be out there. That's my team. So if I can't be playing with them, at least I can throw some insight on what I see or whatever. Whatever helps, right?
It seemed like yesterday the tackling was about 10 times better than it was against Saskatchewan. How much of a focus was that heading into this game?
You always realize you want to capitalize on your mistakes. You want to make tackles that, you probably missed in previous games or whatever the case may be. So we understand that missing tackles is part of football. It's not about how many you miss, it's about how many you make. I feel like if you're missing them, at least you're by the ball. It's better than being away from the ball. But guys, like I said, this game meant a lot more, from a standpoint of, you got the East West semifinal, and then you come here and you it's one game away from the Grey Cup, and guys are really just honing in and focusing. Not saying, that they haven't in previous games, but I don't know. I noticed it too, man. It was, it was a lot of team tackling as well, so that's what we need.
How perfect was the game plan?
Well, it was a good game plan, but we made a lot of mistakes out there, that we got to get better on. I'm really not just saying that, but we played a pretty solid game, but it's not by far the best game that we can play. We have the potential of playing. I think there's a lot more potential out there for us. I don't know. I mean, it was a good game plan. I think every week's a good game plan. It's just a matter of us going out and executing.
Isn't that a good thing that you feel like there's so much more improvement that you can have with the most important game still ahead of you?
Oh, it's a great thing. If we feel like we reached our peak, then we would be biting our nails right now. But, that's been our motto the whole season. We're just chopping wood. We just want to peak at the right time. And, I feel like we're headed in that direction. It'd be great if we can reach our peak moment next Sunday.
Is there a feeling like a team of destiny? I mean, you finished second in the CFL, but it seems like everything's coming together at the right time. You've only lost twice in your last 13 games.
Only the man upstairs knows that, but it's definitely a great feeling to be on this end. Like you say, and being in those close games has given us a lot of confidence. I don't think it's a person in here that thought we were going to lose at any moment last night. Just because, like I said, what we've been through, the comebacks, the close games, even the ones we've lost, it's made us who we are. I think I said earlier this year the fact that we lost all those close games was going to make us a dangerous team on down the road, and it has, because, you just realize, hey, it's four quarters. And when you got a team that's going to play a complete four quarters, it's tough to beat. And, last night I said we played a good three quarters, we play four quarters on Grey Cup Sunday, it'll be a good win.
Can you feel momentum building in a almost tangible sense right now?
Yeah. I mean, just to look in these guys' eyes, just to hear these guys talk, everything. Usually sometimes the conversations either come in, conversations about, other games that's happening, other events that's happening outside of football. But as of late, it's just all been football. We're going to win this cup. And, I think that's a great mentality to have. And it's not one person that got it. It's everybody. The guys, I'm talking practice roster guys, starters, injured guys. Mm-hmm. Everybody has that feeling. I think just to have that aura around here, it's a good feeling. And we can just take this aura and this camaraderie and everything we got going in here and keep it on the field where we have been doing. I'm telling you, I don't think there's no limits for us.
Seemed like chaos from the outside leading into this game yesterday, yet from all accounts and from every indication the team gave, it was just business as usual.
You know, a guy asked me last week, was how did I feel about, you know, all that stuff and what is it going to affect us? And I said, hey, we just play football. All this stuff that happens off the field, I mean, it's for everybody else. At the end of the day, I feel like people in this locker room, we live normal lives. Regardless of whatever a person do, we feel like it's normal. Like, people out in the world do that, you know. But is everybody else around us that makes it what it is? Because at the end of the day, we go out and play football. And you know, guys, they respond very well. Like, you know, once we get on that field, it's work. And that's what I like about these guys. And I think that's what's made us where we are today.
With just one more game to go until you reach the ultimate goal, what is the challenge standing in front of you now?
Beat Toronto, honestly. I mean, it's only one game. You know, don't worry. You know, it's nothing after this game. It's nothing. You know what I mean? So that's the only goal, and do whatever it takes to beat Toronto. You know what I mean? Because you can make a thousand mistakes, but you got a whole off season to correct them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got a whole off season to soak in whatever it is that happens on Sunday night. So I've lost tough games. I know how I feel to have a whole off season, you all sulky and just, you know, and I know how I feel to have a Grey Cup off season. And that's the off season I want. So hey, we're only stopping ourselves right now, I feel like.
What are the Toronto Argonauts in your eyes?
They're a great football team. They're a competitive football team. They're tough, hard-nosed. They're a talented football team. But, you know, everything I'm telling you, I'm saying the same thing about our team. You know, I say the exact same thing. You know, and I'm not patting us on the back by any means. Like I said, we got a lot of work to do. But, I mean, it's gonna be a fight. You know, there's no sugarcoating around it, man. It's going to be a tough game. It's always a physical game between us two. But this game right here is going to be special, man. Watch and see what I tell you.